I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. A Moline-based nonprofit is celebrating its 10th anniversary with a special birdhouse project, a new art exhibit, and an online fundraiser. Executive Director Pamela Crouch co-founded Living Proof Exhibit in 2010, 2 years after her first breast cancer diagnosis. She's now being treated for her fourth bout of cancer and is working hard to make life easier for those affected by the disease.
Make Hope Soar, the Birdhouse Project, was originally planned to celebrate our 10th anniversary, making little birdhouses, painting them, and giving them away to newly diagnosed cancer patients was one of the first programs that Living Proof Exhibit did, so we wanted to bring it back. And as it turns out, it's a good thing that we did, it has offered the community, and by community, I mean not only the Quad Cities, but we have people in Kentucky, we have people in Texas, we have people across the nation making and painting little birdhouses.
On the bottom of each birdhouse, they ask people to include a note of hope or something inspirational, and the birdhouses will be distributed not only to cancer patients and survivors, but also perhaps to a caregiver or a family member.
Right now, that stress from the pandemic is off the charts for people who've been touched by cancer.
Crouch is coordinating the next art exhibit for cancer survivors, A Visualization of Hope, which will be on display at the Figge Art Museum in Davenport, September 10th through December 6th. It brings together art from 24 cancer survivors within a 200-mile radius of the Quad Cities, everything from photography to painting to ceramics.
The exhibition is one of the few programs that we do. It's actually the only program that we have that is only meant for cancer survivors. But the feeling of hope is something that we need right now.
On September 24th, there'll be a virtual reception with registration at FiggyArtMuseum.org. The birdhouses will be briefly on display at the Figge during that week.
One of the things that we always do is we always look forward to a gathering of our artists, and that usually happens at the exhibition and everyone will come in. And this year, because of COVID, we're not able to gather in large groups, and we will be having a virtual gathering. So that means that people who normally wouldn't be able to see this exhibition, someone who's 200 miles away or 2,000 miles away, can join us and participate in the visualization of hope. And we all need hope. We all need joy. So I hope that everyone will join us on September 24th.
The third annual Flourish fundraiser is September 10th at 6 p.m., and all funds go to their programs, offered free to patients, survivors, family members, and caregivers to help relieve stress through the arts. The event will be held online due to COVID.
Flourish, ordinarily, would be a delightful event in person. Instead, it's going to be a delightful event virtually.
Crouch says there'll be a combination of live and taped pieces, with auction items available to bid on between September 8th and the 11th. Patrick Adamson, an improv comedy veteran, recorded the auction descriptions. The items include a lot of survivor artwork.
And it will include a gorgeous exhibition. Now, this exhibition is different than the exhibition that will be at the Figge, because it's outside in a private garden. Another cancer survivor let us into her backyard. The yard is outdoors. You can hear the birds chirping. Denise Hanetka is the narrator. And it's just going to be something that's beautiful and relaxing.
And Crouch says every year Living Proof Exhibit distributes about 1,000 art-to-go projects, since many people affected by cancer cannot get out and come to a creative session or are in rural areas where travel can be difficult in Midwest weather. Watercolor supplies and paper designs are packaged in a box funded by the Moline Foundation and Business Leadership Network. For $6 postage, people can receive a box by contacting livingproofexhibit@gmail.com. And to participate in Flourish or the Birdhouse Project, visit livingproofexhibit.org. For Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.